How do we fix humanity's broken relationship with nature? That's the question that delegates from around the world are trying to answer this week at the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity. It kicked off in Montreal, Canada, and NPR's Nathan Rott joins us to talk about what's at stake. Hey, Nate.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Let's just take that central question right off the bat. Is that really how scientists see this, that we have a broken relationship with nature?
Well, if you believe the head of the UN, yeah, scientists from around the world and David Attenborough, then yes, I think it is fair to say that the answer to that is yes. You know, a million species are at risk of extinction globally, many within decades because of human actions. We're dealing with a global pandemic, the type of which scientists say are more likely to occur the more damage is done to nature. And obviously, the threat of climate change, which is very related to biodiversity, is almost unfathomably huge.
Right. So what do people in this biodiversity space want to see happen from this convention?
Yeah, so the people I've talked to said that they want to see an almost Paris Climate Agreement level commitment from the countries at this convention. You know, remember, the Paris Climate Agreement included pledges from all of its members to cut climate warming emissions. It remains, you know, the foundation of the world's fight against climate change. Conservationists and scientists want to see the same kind of ambitious pledges established for biodiversity. I talked to Rebecca Shaw, the chief scientist at the World Wildlife Fund, about this yesterday, and she says the reason steps are being taken to address climate change is because we are already living with its effects.
It's because the impacts have become unbearable globally. Like, you can't ignore it anymore. We're there. On the nature side, it says the nature loss and its implications expresses itself community by community around the globe.
But she says those cumulative losses are just as great as what we're seeing in terms of climate impacts and the livability of the planet.
So what would a Paris Agreement for Nature look like?
So the draft framework they've laid out, generally speaking, would aim to protect ecosystems that are still intact and restore the ones that are not. That's, you know, the broadest way of putting it. Part of that pledge is to protect 30% of the planet's land and water by the year 2030. This is something that the Biden administration is already doing here in the U.S., but it's also a plan that's raised some concerns from indigenous people that land could be taken from them in the name of conservation, similar to what happened with Native Americans with the creation of national parks here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I talked to Viviana Figueroa, an indigenous Argentine who's taking part in the negotiations about this yesterday, and she says there needs to be a recognition of indigenous peoples' roles in conservation and protections of indigenous lands.
There is a lot of evidence that shows that the traditional lands and territories managed by indigenous people are the most important areas that conserve biodiversity.
So that statement is backed up by science, and there has been a big push by the United Nations in recent years to do a better job of taking indigenous perspectives into account when it comes to these issues. But this is a negotiation, and as we saw at the climate conference in Egypt last month, these big conventions rarely end with everyone getting what they want.
NPR's Nathan Rott, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.